Okay, gentlemen, I want to welcome you to Shiur, and I hope that everyone had a wonderful yontiv and is refreshed to begin or to continue our learning. Okay, let us go weiter. What I want to discuss today is like a famous sugya, the sugya of Tosefes and how it relates to the dinim of Nida in general, Hefsek Tahara in particular. The Rambam writes, Yesh Omrim Mispalo Kohol Arvis Ve'oda Yom Gadol Ein Yecholu Livdok Oz Lobosh Levon LaHaskel V'Limnois Miyom HaMachros Me'achar DeHaKohol Kvar Asu Oso Laila. There are those who say that if the Kohol davens Ma'ariv, she can't do a Hefsek Tahara and have it count as the next day. Since the Kohol davened, it makes it Laila already. It makes it nighttime. And once it has the din of nighttime, so you can't do a Hefsek Tahara. V'yesh Oimrim, that it's mutter. Some say that it is permitted, even if the Kohol makes it Shabbos. This is the Maharil's tshuva. The Maharil wrote this actually to the Trumas Hadesh himself. Lechatchila, we try to do it before Kabbalah Shabbos. B'di'eved ein lachosh. That's the sugya. The pashtus in the sugya is the way it's well known in yeshivas is that according to the Trumas Hadeshin, Tosefes makes it Saturday. Or Tosefet makes it Thursday. If you have Tosefes Thursday, meaning the Kohol davened Ma'ariv already, it becomes the next day. So Tosefes gives it the Chalos Shem of the next day. But the Maharil who disagrees assumes that Tosefes does not make it the next day. That seems to be the way this is ordinarily said. And therefore, the Svarim will point out that this relates to the machlokas between the Taz and the Maharshal in many areas of halacha, meaning to say, let's say, is it permitted to be mekabel shmini atzeres early? If you're mekabel shmini atzeres early, what's going to happen is that you are truncating the din of achila b'sukkah. On Hoshana Rabbah, you have to eat in the sukkah. On Shmini Atzeres, you don't. So the Maharshal tainas that you're not allowed to accept Shmini Atzeres early. That's what the Maharshal says. The Taz writes, "Who was gozer atainas?" That's the lashon of the Taz. The Taz says, "One second, right? What you're basically saying is that you can't eat at the questionable time between when it might be Hoshana Rabbah and when it might be Shmini Atzeres, because the shayla, you have to sit in the sukkah or ladidan, the shayla, even though we sit in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, the shayla is whether you make a bracha. Who is gozer tainus?" The Taz says. Moreover, the Taz tainus
What does that
that
mean? What does that mean?
well.
What does that mean?
In other words, according to the Maharshal, effectively, you're not allowed to eat at that time because it's a suffix which day it is, you can't eat, right? The Maharshal basically says, make sure that you don't start Shmini Atzeres until later. If you start Shmini Atzeres earlier on, we're not sure what day it is, right? So therefore, you're not allowed to eat, right? The Taz says it doesn't work like that. Right? Mi gozer tainus, that's his memorable expression. Moreover, the Taz writes over there that once you accept Shmini Atzeres, it becomes Shmini Atzeres, and therefore Yitaka don't have to eat in the sukkah already. So nothing is lost, Zok the Taz, by making it Shmini Atzeres early. Similarly, there's a discussion about whether you can make Shavuos early. because there's a din that you require tmimos, right? This is like famous Torah already. You require tmimos. If I make shemini atzeret, if I make shavuos early, I'm truncating the sfira period. And therefore, right, many people have a chumrah based on the Maharshal again, that you should not accept Shavuos early, because by doing so, you are truncating the Tzmimos. But the Taz Tainas, no. What's the problem? If I accept Shavuos early, I'm not truncating the Tzmimos. My Tzmimos is a shorter Tzmimos, no? If I move from location to location, and I don't have, okay, someone's got to do the math, 7 weeks of 24-hour days, right? That's the Chayra, right? Not such a problem, because I have 7 complete weeks. Each day is a complete day. The fact that I started off in, let's say, well, if I go east, right? If I go east, so then it gets dark earlier, no? So that doesn't mean I am not Yaitse Sfira, because it got dark, says the Taz. Uhadin, if I accept Shavuos, it becomes the next day.
No, but over there, the time is made up the next day. Yeah, it gets dark.
No, let's say I only move on the last day. Or let's say, if you assume that Tzmimos means I need 7 weeks of 24-hour days, right? So, Chmeis, you have to do the math. What's seven? Right.
It's not that you just completed the day quicker.
So that's what the Taz says. Right? The Taz holds that Mali, if it gets dark, and Mali, if I accept the Shavuos, let's say, it becomes the next day, Ayyadeh the Tosefes. The Maharshal is assuming that Ayyadeh the Tosefes, it does not become the next day, sir.
Well, it,
people like this topic. It gets people involved.
Wouldn't early Shabbos throughout Sfira be a problem as well?
Yeah, maybe. So there is a comment of the Nitziv, Sali, Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik, always used to quote that the Nitziv in his Perish Al HaTorah Paskens, you're not allowed to make early Shabbos at all during Sfira Sayyimah for this Cheshbon. But that's assuming that Tamimais is a din in every day. One has to question again, and this is Sfiras HaOmer Lamdus, is Tamimos a din in each day has to be Tamim? Or is Tamimos a din on the entire period? Right? So that, right, there isn't a tziv not to be Mekabel Shabbos early throughout Sfira. It happens at Min HaOlam, is that that's Dafka, the time of the year when we are Mekabel Shabbos early, no? Another machlekes between the Taz and the Maharshal that seems to be totally in this chakira is whether I can be mekayim su'udas Shabbos in the zman of Tosefa Shabbos. If I make Shabbos early, and right, l'cha'ira, I might not be yotzei su'udas Shabbos at that time, because maybe if I make Shabbos early, I am adding Isser Malacha and the like, but it doesn't become Saturday. And it could be that the din is I need to eat 3 Seudas on Saturday. Again, obviously, one could argue that Tosefes Shabbos for purposes of Mili to Shabbos, that for purposes of Seudas Shabbos, maybe Tosefes Shabbos is more relevant, but it's less relevant for other inyanim. But nonetheless, most point out Rabbi Yonason Sachs Shlita has in his Sefer Chemdas Yomim, in which is a Sefer on Shabbos. For some reason, we didn't have it in the Beis Medrash this morning. I was looking for it, but I seem to recall that Rabbi Sachs points out that all of these Maharshals and Taz are clearing this question as to whether Tosefes makes it the next day. And that's l'cha'ira tali in our machlokas between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Maharil. Yeah.
The
Isn't the Taz one supposed to leave over Kesayas and bread for the end?
So according to the Maharshal, the Chayri should leave over Kesayas and bread until after it becomes Vaday Laila. According to the Taz, it's not necessary. It became, right, when I'm Makabel till Sefes, it becomes Saturday. When Rav Shechter went to, there was a Wayuk trip to like the former Soviet Union or something in the summer, Mash doesn't get like real tzeis until like 11:30 at night or something. It's Mamash Meshuga over there. So Rav Shechter was Machmir to hold a piece of challah and not eat it until after full-fledged tzeis to be Yotze this opinion. Okay. Now, it could be that all these issues are totally zebizeh, but nonetheless, there's room for further distinction. When you get beneath the hood. So Yesh La'ayin, is there room to distinguish? When I'm Mekabel Shabbos early or Mekabel Yontiv early, is that a din in the tefillah? Is that a din in the Kabbalah? Is there a difference between the tefillah and other things? Right, that's one issue. Is there a difference if I if I do it myself versus if other people do it? Right, these are all possible distinctions. And this is all what comes up when we get beneath the hood over here in the Trumas Hadeshen. In the Trumas Hadeshen, Simen Reish Mem Ches, the Trumas Hadeshen again paskins that you should do Yehefsik Tahara before the Tzibur Davin's Ma'ariv. The Trumas Hadeshen writes that you should do Hefsik Tahara, Lo Tifsik B'Tahara, Koidim Tfilas Arvis, or Aval La'achar Tfilas Arvis, Hoyo V'Hispalalu Kivar, Afilu Hilo Hispala El HaKohol Hispalalu, also Mitzvah Hayom Laila La'inyan Tfilah, Sherov in la asoso yom in hefsek tahara. Zok the Trumas Hadeshen that either if the tzibur davens or if she davens, it makes it the next day. And the Trumas Hadeshen later on quotes Echad mehagedolim who wrote a tshuva to me. That's the Maharil. The Maharil says that although by Avelos and by a get, after the Tzibur davens, you cannot count it as a day of Avelos, as a day of Shiva. And although the Or Zeruah has a chumrah that we don't give gittin at night, after you daven Ma'ariv, you can't give a get. Nonetheless, the Maharil writes that there's a difference between Avelos and get, versus the din of Nida. Because by Avelos and because of the Maharil, that the Zman of Tosefes is what he calls a Snifli Yom, but it's not Itzumel Shol Yom. So by Avelos and get, it's a Tosefes leYom Shal Acharon, but leInyan Sfira, all we care about is Itzumo Shal Yom of Shivas Yomim, and we don't care about the Tosefes. Meaning that according to the Tshuva of the Maharil, by Hilchas Nida, it's a Dinan Itzumo Shal Yom, and therefore, if I am Mekabel Shabbos early, it doesn't become Itzumo Shal Yom. It just becomes a sniff liyom. I can't give a get after I daven ma'ariv, or let's say in the Maharil, after the tzibur daven's ma'ariv, you can't give a get. Because you can't give a get in a sniff shol yom. It becomes, let's say, sniff shol laila. That's probably a better way of saying it. By Avelos also, right? Once it's a sniff for the next day, you can't count it as a day of Avelos. But by Nida, it's a din in Itzumo Shel Yom. Yeah?
Is there a rhyme that Maharil brought? I don't remember seeing one.
Is there a raya that what?
For this distinction between Snif Shalim and
Jesus. So the Maharil doesn't really bring a raya in the way the Chumash Hadeshim quotes it. He doesn't really bring a raya. It's a svara. The svara is that you're adding, you're extending onto the day, but it doesn't become Itzum Oshayim. It doesn't mamish become a Saturday. It might become halachic nighttime, but it doesn't become Saturday. By Nida, it's a din in Saturday, or Nida is a din in the Thursday, as the case is. So Nida, all I care about is Itzum Oshayim, but by Avelos and Get, even the Snif Shoyim is considered Laila. Eitan, you see, yeah, before
that? It just like making this distinction between Nida and Avelos and Get, trying to make this distinction, you would think that you would have some kind of proof.
Better rayas. Yes. For it.
And Nida.
Would we say this by all levels of Avelos? We're talking about Shiva, Shloshim.
Let's say we're talking about Shiva. Let's say we're talking about Shiva. A person hears that a relative died after the tzibur already davened Ma'ariv. Does that count as a day of Shiva? Or do I assume that you can't count Shiva until afterwards?
Again, this gets back to the relationship between Nida and Avelos, but we mentioned earlier in the year about the Kulo and the chapter.
So whether Mixas Hayom Kekulo is relevant or not, again, right now I'm a little not focused, so I'd have to unpack it.
Not after that, this, but the fact that Rav Schechter compares like
certain. Right, so again, I think from Mixas Hayom Kekulo is a din in the Maisa, that's a din in the we distinguish between Zava and Nida with respect to Mixas Hayom Kekulo. How that is relevant for our purposes is a further question. If it's relevant, right now I'm just not processing quickly. The Trumas Hadeshin himself disagrees. He says that Tefillah doesn't make it a Snif Shoyim. Tefillah makes it Mamish the Yom Shel Acharav. The Pasuk writes in Tehillim, Erev Avokav Etzarayim Asicha Ve'ehemeh, that I daven morning, afternoon, and night. If you hold that tefillah makes it a Snif Shoyim, right? It doesn't make it the Itzumai Shoyim. So L'cha'ora, you could have times that you only are mispalo to tefillahs during the day. So therefore, says the Trumas Hadeshin, once you daven, it mash becomes itzumo shoyim. Moreover, why is getolay and snif shoyim, right? Or whether you make it laila or not, lachari get should also be tolo and itzumo shoyim. So the Shumas Hadesh and mamish does not like this distinction between snif shoyim and itzumo shoyim. When a baby is born after the kahal davened ma'ariv, so the Hagos Maimani writes that since it was born before Tzeis HaKoy Chavim, so will cheshben out Yom Shmini based on the calendar, not based on the fact that you davened. Nonetheless, the Trumas Hadeshin says that by Mila, one could argue that since the Safek came min hashamayim, and it's not bidei Adam l'shanoso, since you made it Laila, so therefore it's not a stira. Meaning to say, the Trumas Hadeshin is saying that the reason why we have all of these dinim, that once it's Tosefes, it becomes Laila, and therefore you can't do Hefsek Tahara at that time, etc. That's because if I would do Hefsek Tahara at that time, I am creating a stira, I'm creating a tarati de sasri. On the one hand, it's nighttime. On the other hand, I'm doing a hefsek tahara. That's a stira. But by Mila, it's not me who's doing it. Mila is a din in min hashamayim. When is the baby born? Therefore, I'm not making it a stira. Therefore, one could say that for Mila, it's really totally in Seisach Lichotam. Now,
it goes by choice,
versus something that happens min hashamayim. That's the distinction that the Trumas HaDeshen makes. Now, the Shach in Hilchas Avelos in Shin Ayin Hei. In Shin Ayin Hei in Hilchas Avelos, there's this discussion about if you already daven Ma'ariv and you hear that Meis Lo Meis. So Yesh Misha Omer, that you count from the next day. Well, there the Mechaber does not quote two opinions. Over here, the Ramah quotes two opinions. There the Mechaber quotes, Yesh Misha Omer, that you cannot count the day once you daven Ma'ariv. What's the cheshbon over here? How come we don't have the other opinion by Avelos? So if you go into the Shach, I think the Shach is saying a few points. One point is that in this case, you yourself davened. And the Shach quoted from his father, both in Hilchas Nida and in Hilchas Avelos, that the only machlokes between the Trumas HaDeshen and the others is when the Tzibur is Mekabel. But if you yourself are Mekabel, so then you are mamish creating a Tarti Desasri. If the Tzibur is Mekabel, it could be you're not making a Tarti Desasri. Moreover, as the Shach writes in Hilchos Avelos, the Shach and Hilchos Avelos writes that Hilchos Nida is a din that's totally in women. Ordinarily, women don't daven Ma'ariv. Because ordinarily women don't daven Ma'ariv, so we could say that the women are nigra after the tzibur. But in the case that it's a man who is in the situation of Avelos, so l'cha ora, by the man, you're not nigra after the tzibur, you should be totally in your own davening. That's what the Shach writes. The Shach also says that Ladina Avelos is different than the case in Nida, because Avelos is something that happens min hashamayim, no? The Shach writes, that Avokan min hashamayim shochelu avelos ba'oideyayim. And that's already interesting, because this is exactly what the Trumas HaDeshen does not say. No? The Trumas HaDeshen himself says that avelos is considered bidei adam, as opposed to the case of mila, which is bidei shamayim. The Shachin Shin Ayin Hey Yudalid writes that by Avelos it happened min hashamayim. Again, it's not. I'm not abundantly clear what's going on, but it could be as follows: that by Avelos there are two cases. One case is that someone comes to tell you that that Meis Lo Meis. In that case, the person could just delay. That's bidei adam. In the case, however, of the mechaber here in Shin Ayin Hei, it could be that it's not really bidei adam. It's that you hear meis lo meis right away, so to speak. So that would be a case bidei shamayim, although I'm not certain. I don't really know how the Shach over here can reconcile himself with what Trumas HaDeshen writes. But yehei mashi yehei, the Trumas HaDeshen writes that we paskin the halacha like the Yesh Min HaGedolim that the Trumas HaDeshen quoted, that the din of Tosefes is a snifliyom, it's not itzumel shoyim. And therefore, the Indian Nida, we only care about Itsumo Shayon. Meaning, it could be that by Avelus, it's considered the next day. And that seems to be the Psak of the Mechaber, that he only quotes it by Avelus. By Avelus, he only quotes that it's called the next day, but by Nida, he quotes the two opinions. Okay. Okay. Now, a few brief ha'aros on this din. The standard practice is that women benchlicht 18 minutes before Shkia, no? 20 minutes, Yerushalayim is 40 minutes. But the minute is that you benchlicht early, yeah?
Are you going to discuss what the definition of the community is?
So the definition of the community, some of the Achareim say it depends on the Rov HaKahal. I assume that that means if you live in a community where there's one shul. But if I live in a community where there are many shuls, so if there's a shul that I'm always kosher to, so that depends on, that's my shul. That's my community. If I, let's say, daven around, like many people do today, so then I don't know if I'm a choyev. It's not supposed to have a Shabbos of any community. There's a further shaila whether the woman is mechuyeves based on the Tosefta Shabbos of her husband. Can the husband daven early? And the woman doing the Hefsek Tahara later on. So Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, I was discussing this in the basement with one of the guys, Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that in his opinion, a woman is only Nigra after her husband's Kabbal. He says that there's a din in the Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim that if I go to a community where there is only one minyan, so then I'm mechuyev to keep their Tosefta Shabbos. I can't, let's say, drive up to a bungalow colony right after they accepted Shabbos because then I'm mechal Shabbos. There's only one minyan, they're mechal Shabbos early. That seems to be the halacha. However, in Moshe Tainus, that's not exactly true because in the bungalow colony, it could be that since they're only mechal Shabbos out of convenience, not out of conviction, it's not like they have a halachic opinion towards being mechal Shabbos early. It's just that it's convenient in the bungalow colony, Kabbal Shabbos early. So therefore, it could be that the Kabbal Shabbos of the Tzibur does not bind the individual. No Safakach, Moshe says, it's possible. It's possible. He's not 100% certain. It's possible that when the husband is only Kabbal Shabbos early, based on convenience, not based on conviction, it's possible that the wife is not bound by her husband's Kabbal Shabbos. That's already very relevant for these cases. Can the husband be mekabel Shabbos early and then have the wife do Hefsek Tahara later on? And do you assume that the wife is nigra after the husband? Right? Reb Moshe entertains the idea that the wife is not nigra after the husband if the husband is only being mekabel out of convenience, not out of conviction.
I think that's maybe more deeper, like some shuls would have multiple minyanim, more complicated.
So yeah, it's more complicated. But again, l'chora, I always thought it depends. If I'm a kavua, I'm a mispalo, always at one minyan. I'm the rabbi. I'm the gabbai. I always daven at one time. That's very different than if I'm a minyan hopper.
A lot of times people make early Shabbos for convenience.
Right. So again, if you make early Shabbos for convenience, so then, at least according to what Reb Moshe entertains, that's not binding, right? Oh. Now,
and that would be true even with the Kahal as well. No?
That's true. Reb Moshe says, even by the Kahal as well, this other halacha in Arachayim, that I'm bound by the Tosefta Shabbos of the entire community, right? That might only be if they're doing it out of conviction, not out of convenience. You don't get the impression over here that that's the issue at all, no? The distinction that Reb Moshe makes, you don't get the impression of the Kahal. And you don't get the whole and this whole discussion of the Tazars and Maharshan on those three places, get the impression it's a din whether Tosefus makes it the next day, right, or not. Now, the minig is that women benchlicht 18 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes before Shkia. Does a woman have to do Hefsek Tahara before she benches licht? So the Darkei Tshuva quotes a tshuva of the Churashai that the whole discussion in the Trumas Hadeshin is about Tfilas Ma'ariv. Tfilas Meiriv, it could be Mamish makes it the next day. You're davening Meiriv. Hadlakas Neros doesn't make it the next day. Everyone would say Hadlakas Neros is a sniff show yom. Meaning, even though the Trumas Hadeshen says that Meiriv makes it the next day, but Hadlakas Neros, as a matter of halacha, we passing, you can make a tnai in Hadlakas Neros. You could light Shabbos candles and say, I'm not accepting Shabbos yet, no? If it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, we assume you could do that no matter what. That's what Mishnah Berurah Paskins. So Hadlakas Neros is not by any accounts considered Itzumo Shoyim, and certainly you could do your Hefsek Tahara after Hadlakas Neros. And in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara, he paskins that it's better to do your Hefsek Tahara later on, after you light candles, because if the woman is going to rush to do her Hefsek Tahara before Hadlakas Neros, she'll likely not do a good job of Hefsek Tahara. She might scratch herself, she's rushing. Therefore, wait, do it after Hadlakas Neros, before Shabbos really begins, you have more time. That's what the, and Befrat, according to Mishnah Berurah, that for a Dvar Mitzvah, you can make a Tznai in Hadlakas Neros. The Badei HaShulchan paskins not like that. The Badei HaShulchan writes, he quotes in the Tziyunim at the bottom, he quotes this Tzura Shai. The Badei HaShulchan says that the woman has to do her Hefsek Tahara before Lech Benching. You have to do it before Lech Benching. According to the Cheshbin of the Shach's father, that it's worse when you do it yourself than if you're just Nigra after the Tzibur. So one could argue that Hadlakas Neros of the woman, even though the Shach himself writes in Hilchos Avelos, that women who don't daven Meiriv, maybe they're Nigra after the Tzibur, as opposed to a man who davens Meiriv, no? One could argue that Hadlakas Neros is something that the women themselves do. And then that l'chayr should be binding entirely. Again, unless you hold like this to Shurah Shai. Rav Avakon also paskins. I think this is a huge chumrah. He paskins that if you are doing a early Hefsek Tahara because of Hadlakas Neros, early Hadlakas Neros, no? So you should have a moch dachuk from before your, from right after your Hefsek Tahara. You're doing Hefsek Tahara before Lach Benchen. Put a Moch Dachuk in. And since the idea of the Moch Dachuk is Lahotzi Midei Kol Safek, leave the Moch Dachuk there all the way, all the way, all the way until Tzeis HaKlei Chodom. Right? So that could end up being, what, like an hour and a half? No, maybe even more. Right? Your Mekavah Shabbos, right? Or right, it could be you have a Moch Dachuk there for hours upon hours.
Is there an issue of
causing
her to
bleed? So, Lacha Oira, this is a very, it's likely that it's going to cause the woman to bleed, so it's probably not such a good idea. Moreover, one could argue the whole cheshbin of Hefsek Tahara, excuse me, the whole cheshbin of Moch Dachuk, for sure should depend on calendaric day and night. No? One could argue that, especially we hold that b'di'evet, if she does a Hefsek Tahara after the Tzibur is Mekabel, b'di'evet it's good. And we hold that if the woman sees afterwards, right, we hold that l'chatchila she should be machmir to do it before Kabbalah Shabbos, but b'di'evet, if you see them after, you do it again. So l'cha'ira, the din of moch dachuk, which is a chumra ba'alma, you shouldn't be so machmir on. I think that's a reasonable thing. In terms of a woman who gets her re'iyah after early Shabbos, let's say, so it's nogeya for the cheshbon of vestos. When do I calculate, right? We haven't learned the dinim of vestos yet. So in kuf pei dal, we have the dinim of vestos. When do I calculate the vestos? So, the pashtus is that just like the Trumas Hadeshin himself says that a woman, that when a baby is born after Kabbalah Shabbos, that's mamish min hashamayim. So therefore, getting your period is for sure min hashamayim. And therefore, you should be able to count it still as yom. That l'cha'ora should be the din. Again, if you're mamish a purist and you hold that Kabbalah Shabbos or Kabbalah Wednesday, mamish makes it like the next day. So then even for vestos, it doesn't count. But I think the pashtus is that this is considered min hashamayim. Also, it could be that vestos, no matter what, is tali in calendaric yom v'layla. There's an opinion that we'll see later on in Shulchan Aruch that vestos depends on sun and moon, that somehow a woman's body is regulated by sunrise, sunset, etc., not by alayis hashachar, not by tzeis haklechavim. It's tali in sunrise and sunset. Okay, Chaver. Again, I apologize if this isn't as coherent as it should be. Again, Ladina, we have the Psak of the Ramah, that lechatchila we're nisharinis, but the Eved were we don't care. This end of the Shach in Ais Dalet is Mamar Sisrei Torah. The Shach writes that you have to cheshbin out 7 24-hour periods. Right? It's Mamar Sisrei Torah. We don't know what he's talking about, but that would lead to the funny Shita that traveling during the Shiva Nikiyim should mess you up in the sense of maybe you have to cheshbin out Shiva Nikiyim based on where you start, and you need 7 24-hour periods. That would seem to be the pshat in the Shach. Ladina, no one holds that way. If even the Badei HaShochan page Reish Pei Vav Reish Pei Zayin, he definitely does not hold that way. Okay, so again, we'll pick up Emir Tashem tomorrow, and we'll continue our study of Judaism. Again, my apologies if like I'm a little disoriented now.